You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. There will be a new representative for Michigan's 80th State House District next year. That district includes most of Allegan County. Bob Janeski cannot seek re-election because of term limits. Randy Brink is one of four Republicans seeking his party's nomination in the 80th State House District. Good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself and why you're running for State House.
Okay, I'm the only candidate running that is a former Allegan County Commissioner. I'm endorsed by Right to Life and supported by Michigan Bankers PAC Committee. I'm the only candidate that has pledged to give $10,000 a year for breast cancer research for every year I'm in office. And the reason I'm running is we're still being taxed and regulated to death. Forbes has just put out a survey, and Michigan is ranked at 47th among the 50 states as having a so-called good business climate. So we're on the bottom 8% of the whole nation for having a good business climate. And I want to get rid of as many taxes and regulations as I can so we can get business in here, which means the more taxes and regulations we get rid of, the more jobs we'll have.
That $10,000 a year for breast cancer research, that would come out of your own pocket? Is that what you're saying?
Correct. Yep.
What would you do about the state's roads and infrastructure? There's a great deal of controversy about that. State lawmakers left for a summer break without reaching a deal. What would you want to see done if you're in the state legislature?
I think when they pass a law that where taxes, like gas taxes, are supposed to go to roads, they should go to roads and not go to general fund or not go on this place, that place, any other place, but go for roads. When Governor Granholm was governor for 8 years, 53% of this state's budget went to Detroit. And they still went bankrupt. Well, when you're not paying attention to roads and infrastructure and so on, and you're sending all the money to Detroit, then it's no wonder our roads are in bad shape. It boils down to corrupt politicians that just aren't doing their job.
Well, what would you do to fix that? I mean, you know, there's been calls for an increase in the gas tax, increase in vehicle registration fees. What's your solution to making the roads better?
Now, the legislature just passed and the governor signed a $4 billion tax increase. Now, there's only a half a billion in there for roads. Now, where is this other $3.5 billion going to? Good grief, roads, everybody uses roads.
Why
isn't all the money that we need to fix up the roads going to roads?
What's the tax increase you're referring to there?
The $4 billion they just passed a month or so ago.
$4 billion.
That's for next year's budget. That's an increase. $4 billion increase, which means in Allegan County, in every county in this state, we're going to get a tax an additional $48.1 million. Now in Allegan County, which has 26 townships. That means every township is going to get hit with about a $1.9 million increase that's going to come out of the residents' pockets. And it seems like the fox is watching the hen house. Nobody seems to be paying attention as to what's going on here.
Proposal 1 on the August ballot, which would exempt many properties from the personal property tax. Do you support that?
Yes, I support that completely. Help get rid of these ridiculous taxes that the businesses are paying on old machinery they had for decades and decades. Help get the state going again, and businesses on the outside of Michigan, have them start looking at Michigan as a place to start a new business or increase their business they already have.
What do you think is the proper role for state government in education?
I think I'm totally against Common Core. Totally against it. I think there ought to be just complete local control. Let the locals know what's going on in their district. And if they didn't have a good curriculum, then the people can go to the school board and question the people that are on the school board. But it should be local control, so they know what's going on. And as far as I know, the public schools, charter schools, private schools, they seem to be doing a good job. But when you start getting big government in here, they don't know what they're doing. They don't know what's going on.
Randy Brink, thank you for your time.
Thank you, Gordon.
Randy,
have a good day.
Randy Brink is one of four Republicans running for his party's nomination in Michigan's 80th State House District. That includes most of Allegan County. You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK.